I'm going to read something that's not a story, but it's not exactly true either. Let's call it a fictional essay. It's called Walking with a Wolf. There is no such thing as a tame wolf or even a partly tame wolf. There can only be a wolf who, for the moment, has decided not to attack. Walking 3 or 4 miles with a wolf on a leash is never casual. There are no moments of illusion that you are at one with your pet. You are only there as an adjunct to his hour. The leash only keeps you within each other's boundaries in a vaguely consensual orbit. And there is always, in the tug and pull, the awareness of the relative pound-for-pound difference in your strengths. He is 95 pounds, and if you consider this in strictly human terms, you lull yourself into a false feeling of equality, or worse, superiority. A 95-pound man, when pushed, will fall. A wolf will not even allow himself to be pushed. His bones are light and his body fat is non-existent. He is all muscle and heart and will. Pull hard and he may come, but you must always know that he will come on his own terms, and he may decide one time that those terms may be backed with anger. So you go together as a small pack, every minute weighing which one of you is the leader. You jog past a house with a fenced yard, and in the yard is a large German shepherd. The dog barks. The wolf stops. Wolves don't bark, except when they're pups. We've bred dogs to remain pups through their lives, and so they bark. The wolf sniffs. You feel a quiver through the leash. But the wolf calculates, and in that moment decides the dog is not worth fighting and not worthy of inclusion in the pack. You move on. Rounding the 3rd mile, the road heads home. A dog, sensing the nearness of his kennel, will pull, or maybe drag back, tired from the walk. A wolf does neither. Home is where the wolf is, and wolves never tire.